Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Hey, Rock Movers. Today, it's just you and me. We're going to have a conversation about imposter syndrome and what I believe are some of the root causes, the impacts, and some resources that you can take away today to begin to unravel, unlayer, uncover, and recover from the impact of imposter syndrome on your life. So if you're ready, let's dive right in to today's topic with little old me on the Rock Movers. Hey guys, Coach Karen Gray here from the Dallas, Texas area, and I just first want to say huge thank you to Brandon Heinz and Michelle V for the opportunity and the invitation to come and join you on this amazing summit panel and our platform rather. And I really am so excited to be here because I get to share the platform this weekend with amazing people like David Meltzer, Riley Forbes, Lori McNeil, Brandon, Michelle. We have some amazing sponsors, Chris Colley and Andrea. We have some amazing sponsors, Chris Colley and Andrea Lee. I am just over the moon. And how perfect is it that I'm talking about confidence and imposter syndrome today? Because that's exactly the ugly little monster that popped up the moment I saw our panel list. Like a platform filled with star-studded speakers who are making such an impact in the world. And immediately my self-confidence was like, whoa, do I even deserve to be here? Why am I here? Why did I get invited? If they know who I am, they'll never want me back. All the things popped up. And I was able to immediately squash it with the tips that I would like to share with you today. So I literally just put these into practice and I'm here. So proof that they work. So as a alumni of Brandon's high impact coaching mastermind group, the high impact group, I have been around amazing people and I've been on stages with other amazing speakers. And what I've learned is it doesn't matter who you are, how high you get. People like Mel Robbins, Brene Brown, they still struggle with this feeling of nervousness and lack and imposter thoughts. And so, you know, Brene Brown has said that, you know, she's had to throw up before going to speak. I mean, come on, it's Brene Brown. Right? You would think that she would just be like over the top confident because she's done all of these things. And the truth of the matter is we're all just human and we're all battling the same human thoughts. And that's where it starts. Everything starts in our mind with a thought. And that thought then creates a story. And so first tip, if you're writing this down, tip number one is to ask yourself, what is the story? Right? And then you can dig a little deeper. What's the thought behind it? So in my example, this speaking opportunity, the thought was that I didn't deserve to be here. I didn't have the success of Riley Forbes. I didn't have the platform and client base of a David Meltzer. So I was comparing my day 10 to their day 500 or whatever day they're on, right? I don't even know how they feel about this event. I don't even know how they feel about speaking. We haven't had a chance to talk about it. But I would guess at some point in time, they probably had some thoughts around that, maybe even created a story. They're human too. And so, you know, David works with super famous people in his business. And so he's around people with a lot of money, a lot of success. And so perhaps he's had that challenge as well. I don't know. But the point is, I was comparing my story and my journey to theirs, which is completely unfair. And the thought behind that was, well, you know, I started off as an orphan, got adopted, grew up pretty poor. My dad worked for the gas company. I grew up in company housing on the reservation in New Mexico and pursued this life of trying to please people and be enough and achieve external value or earn external value rather than developing my own self-worth internally. And so all along the way, I've created this whole notebook or encyclopedia series on the stories of me not being enough. And so this just felt like another opportunity where I wasn't enough. And so tip number two is, when that rises up and I recognize that, then I get to go and ask myself, okay, I've recognized the story, I've recognized the thought, is it true? So you get to ask yourself in that moment, is the story I'm saying or the thought behind it, is it true? And chances are the answer is no, it's not true. But here's the catch. Oftentimes, because we focused on this thought for so long, our reticular activating system, our RAS in our brain, goes about finding whatever it is we focused on. And if we focused on it enough, our brain can find proof. And so in that moment, I could go and see proof where I wasn't enough, right? I didn't have the client base, right? I gave you all the examples already. I didn't have the client base. I didn't have Riley Forbes success. I hadn't been on the same stages. I didn't have the same level of finances or whatever it was I was assuming. I don't know them to that degree. And so I don't know all of the story, but I could make some assumptions, which is what we do, and compared myself to them. And so I could find validation and proof to back up that thought. So here's the final step two. The other part of step two, I had to ask myself, is it the truth? Ooh, okay. So not only is it true, but is it the truth? Let's define that. So true is something that we believe. I can believe that to be true. That also means it can be a lie. Believe, be a lie. Okay. But truth. So I call it true, little t, truth, big T. So the big T truth is something that is inherent. It's a universal law, or it's a God-given right. It is something that cannot be disproven. It is the truth. And so when I was sitting with this story about me not being enough, back to my example, I have this opportunity to speak. All of the worries and stories and thoughts come up. Is it true? Yep. Here's all my proof. A jury of my own. I'm the judge, jury, and ruler here. Executioner at times in my head. Ever been there? I don't think I'm the only one, but man, that can feel heavy at times. But I found the truth to back up why I didn't deserve to be here. I found what was true. So what was the truth? And the truth is, number one, the team who is hosting the panel, the event, Brandon and Michelle, invited me. So they saw something in me that was valuable. And if that's not enough, I know that God created me for a plan and a purpose such as this, this exact moment. I am supposed to be here sharing my story. That is my truth. I know that the reason why I can go through all the things that I've gone through, and I could list my laundry list of failures, shortcomings, all the reasons why I'm an imposter, but I know that all of that can be used today to help other women, other people have amazing, beautiful, balanced, healthy, whole lives. And that makes me worthy of sitting on this stage. And so, wow, when I sat with that thought, the person who's hosting it says I'm deserving and worthy. And two, God says I am. That is an indisputable truth. And so, okay, they say I'm worthy. That's the truth. Let's go to work getting ready. Now, the past me would have found proof and stayed there, not put it through the lens of the big T truth, and I would have self-sabotaged. I would have found an excuse to get out. I would have came up with a reason why I couldn't do it. I would have backed out and missed the opportunity. But that's the old me, the unhealed me. The healed me now sees the opportunity and the way that I can move through this and use all of my scars, all of the ugliness, all of the things that have happened for you. And so my gift to you through that is not only those two tips, but the impact and the reason I'm here is to gift you another opportunity to lean in a little bit more. So if you are sitting there listening to this going, oh my God, like she's reading my story. I say those things. I feel those things. I struggle with that all the time, Karen. Okay, so this offer is for you. I am gifting you access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. I would love to gift it to you at a huge discount. And it's a $500 valued course. It's a five easy to listen to, easy to apply, takeaways, super simple course. But I'm going to give it to you for $27. And that course is easy to apply. But it comes with an added bonus just for you, for being a part of this summit, for leaning in, and for reaching out to me. You also get one free month in my Worthy Woman Mastermind. So sorry, gentlemen, this is just that part of the offer is just for the ladies. And I want you to know that if you can resonate with my story, I want you to have access to me for a free confidence reset call. I want to pour into you, help you see how beautiful, amazing, wonderful, valuable, worthy you are. And so there are three offers for my sisters that are listening that can resonate with this and feel like this would make an impact for you so that you can go and make an impact. I got you. This is for you. And so follow the links below, click on the links, reach out to me, follow me on social media, connect with me. Instagram is probably one of my favorite places to connect. So just know that you do not have to go through this journey alone. You have so many amazing people that are on this platform this weekend here at the summit, cheering you on, loving you, supporting you, guiding you and wanting to hold your hand and be in your front row to watch you succeed, because your impact on this world is so important. if we can help you to get out of your own way to make that impact, that's what this is all about. So much love. Have a fabulous day and keep making an impact on the world. We need you. Hey, I hope you got some value from today's conversation. And I want to invite you that if this resonated with you, if anything hit a nerve, struck home, reach out. You can have a free discovery call, no obligation, no high pressure sales, just you and I having a conversation where I can see if there's anything that I can do to help you further with this topic. And I want to invite you to check out my free resources on my website. Use VIP 2024 to get free access as my gift to you for listening to today's show and for being a part of our Rock Moving family. You'll find that on my website along with some other resources. Grab all that you want. They're there for you to be a resource and just to add value to your life. I also want to invite you, if you're in the Dallas area or want to come in October, if there's still tickets available when this airs, there's an event called Verve that I'm going to be speaking at on a panel talking about mindset and confidence and imposter syndrome. And I would love to have you in the room. You can get the link in the show notes for Suzanne Castle's Verve event. It's October 18th through the 20th. And I've got several other events coming in 2025. We're going to do some retreats. We're going to do some sistership circles. And I have another conference coming up in June. So like, follow, subscribe, stay in touch, stay in tune, and let's stay connected because I want to know how I can serve you better, how I can help and make a difference in your life. Whatever it is, just know, whatever you're going through, you can do this. Everything's figure outable. Just know you don't have to do it alone, but keep moving those rocks.